Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho-ho-ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. Each week, Jeff and I do a podcast about traveling.
Now, we cover everything from living in an RV, which is what we do, to great travel destinations, from maintaining your rig to cooking great food.
Yeah, and everything else you can imagine. But a lot of it is about people, too. Everyone has a story.
And where we're staying, we met our neighbor, Jen.
Aw, Jen. Not only is her story amazing, but wait until you hear what happened to her.
That's right.
Boy, did she have a setback when she got back to Ohio.
And it's not the cat story.
No.
Jen is a woman who travels by herself. Well, she's got some furry friends, but she's independent. She's determined, and I'll tell you, her confidence is through the roof.
Oh, she's an inspiration, and I can't believe her energy and her attitude. She always has a smile on her face.
Well, we took our microphones outside. We had to go next door to interview her.
Yeah.
You'll find out why, but Jen is here with us. Jen, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thanks for asking me. It's fun to be here.
Man, you're decked out. You've got these really cool eyeglasses on. Look like
my Cleveland Browns shirt, ready for the season to start.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hopefully they won't let us down.
Oh.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? A new quarterback.
Yeah. So you've been RVing for, what, a couple of years now?
No, it'll be a year in September.
Okay,
yeah, so she hasn't even been a year yet.
Yeah, I just bought this RV in September last year.
What motivated you to start RVing?
The pandemic, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had known a couple of friends on Facebook, not real, you know, friends I knew mm-hmm. real personally, who did this. And I was attracted to the lifestyle mm-hmm. and they were sharing pictures of everywhere they were going, and they seemed like they were having such a great time. But I thought this was a hobby for wealthy people.
Right.
You know what I mean? I really did. And then the pandemic hit, and I was at the same time filing for disability. I was very sick, and mm-hmm. I was living in my brother's basement, my very kind, generous youngest brother. I just felt like the walls were closing in around me. And the idea came up again. I had been searching for apartments and condos, and my brother mentioned, have you thought about an RV?
Wow.
And I said, no, not right now. I mean, I have in the past. So we started looking in like RV Trader and stuff. I still thought it was impossible to do because of money. But everything fell into place the way things that are supposed to be. You know, when the pandemic hit, I thought, I'm staring at these walls. I'm never going to see anything.
Right.
I'm going to die in this basement.
Right.
You know, and that's not how I want to live my life.
No.
So it was the perfect opportunity.
Well, that's great. So you found this RV. What kind of an RV is it?
It's called an R-Line Vision.
Okay.
And R-Line is out of business now, except for they make pop-up campers. It's a Class A. And it's 25 feet long, which is just perfect for me and the animals, because the bigger I have, the more I'm going to fill it with junk.
I understand.
I'm still getting around to that RV minimalist lifestyle,
uh-huh.
which I haven't quite gotten the handle of yet, if you check any of my closets.
Well, I got news for you. We've been doing this for 3 years. And
you haven't gotten there.
No.
I have so much stuff in there, I've got to clean it out.
Oh, my gosh. So what year is your RV?
It's a 2002.
Wow.
I was looking at RV Trader, and I went to a couple of RV companies that mm-hmm. sell them, and
right.
they were not being very honest about the things that were wrong with
no.
them. I know.
No.
Isn't that hard to believe?
It's a shock.
I was shocked, I tell you, just simply shocked. So my brother suggested, he's an electrical engineer, he's
right.
a brilliant guy, and he said, put in for private owner. you'll get a lot better responses. It was harder to find them because I started looking in June, and by September I found this one. She was in a town called Anna, which I had never heard of before. It was about a 5-hour drive away. I thought it was near Dayton, and I'm not sure now if I look on the map because I'm blonde, so I don't know whether north, south, east, and west is left, straight, go back, or go forward. But found her. She was the property of some elderly couple, and they had planned to do this when they retired, and then unfortunately he got ill and passed away, and it had been in storage as a big expense for her, and she didn't want to do it alone. So she only had, this only had about 15,000 miles.
Wow.
There was hardly anything on it, and nothing wrong with it, according to my brother, who fixes everything. So
that's fantastic. So you had a lot of confidence, and you've been all over it. What are some of the places you've been?
I left in December because, one, inexperience, and I didn't know to leave much earlier than the cold weather, and two, my daughter was kind of freaked out that I wasn't going to be around for Christmas. So I stayed, and if you'll remember, we had that massive cold, big storm and snow and ice last December.
Oh, that's, so you're the reason.
I'm the reason. Yep. And I'm the reason it got cold in Arizona. I think it followed me.
Oh yeah.
But
I understand that.
So I left in December, but I took the route going south. So I went, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee, all the way down.
Now you have 4 cats and 2 dogs. And you left with all those? You had those to start with?
Yeah, I had them right from the... Oh. Yeah, I had decided I was going to rescue kitty cats, baby ones, and find decent homes for them. I did.
Yeah,
mine.
You did. Your home.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
They were too cute. Once you've raised them from babies and you've fed them with little droppers, you can't get rid of them. I'm just such a sucker. But...
Were you nervous getting on the road? Did you worry about maybe breaking down or your security or anything like that?
Yeah, because you were by yourself, really.
No, I was excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was really, and I had the newcomer blindness where
being naive.
Yes.
Right. Oh, what could go wrong?
What could possibly with this big, huge thing that costs a lot of money?
Uh-huh. Well, you didn't have any problems, huh?
No, actually, the first day I left, I got to Columbus, Ohio, and it was gale force winds, and it ripped my awning to shreds.
Oh, no.
And it broke it off, and it was banging. That's what I heard. And I'm like, what is banging?
While you were driving?
Yeah.
Oh, my
on the freeway.
Gosh.
And so I stopped at some little town outside of Columbus, Ohio. I had to call you. Thank goodness. If nobody out there has roadside assistance, sell a kidney.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely get
you need roadside assistance. Yeah. I've probably used it 3 or 4 times already.
Wow. Do you recommend any brand? Or?
I went with Good Sam, who has National RV.
And they took good care of you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Every single time.
Excellent.
And then I was parked in the parking lot waiting for the guy come to fix the awning.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a parking lot at a gas station, and this guy hit me.
Oh, no.
And ran in the front left. He broke one of the lights.
Uh-huh, one of the lights.
And he looked up. I'm like, how could you miss me?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Gosh.
And he just hit me and took off, and the cops were, you know, well, did you get a license? I said, no, I was a little freaked out from the everything going on.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, I'll tell you, we actually started using a dash cam because of that. That captures everything. So anyway, you made it to Arizona?
I did. Well, I made it to Texas first, and it was -9 in Texas.
That's right. It was cold.
So cold. I had my little Elmer Fudd head on with the, you know, ear flaps, and I had a scarf wrapped, and I had the good nice thing about having all the animals was they got under the covers with me.
Yeah.
I had cat scarfs and dog leg warmers.
Gosh.
And
that's
so
the way.
I was going to stay there for a couple of days, but it was too cold. So I was like, okay, we're out of here.
Yep.
So then I went to New Mexico, and I stayed because I'm part of this group called Boondoctors Welcome, which I'm sure a lot of your friends know.
Yep.
Wonderful place in New Mexico, right on the border. I could see the wall from where I was parked on his spot.
Wow.
And he was telling me it was a lot of history. That was the only place that America had been invaded by the foreign.
No kidding.
Which is, you know, Mexico. And it was very cool. So I stayed there. It was just beautiful. And he let me stay. So I stayed there, and then I went to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. What part of Arizona did you go to?
The first place I went was Empire Valley,
okay,
near the Colorado River. Uh-huh. And that was really nice.
Yeah.
There were a lot of open spaces. I bought a pass for BLM, mm-hmm, for the Bureau of Land Management,
right,
for the whole season because I wanted to boondock. I was really interested in that. That place, which it had all the mountains, which, you know, there's not a lot of mountains in Ohio,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
I was just driving around, staring to my left, staring to my right.
Right.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it out here. It's gorgeous.
So much to see. It is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
What really shocked me was the wind. The wind in Arizona is constant. I could see how people on the prairie went nuts but I loved it.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And they had a lot of wildlife. They had the wild burros who just came out and sang you a song every night.
Right.
And coyotes were howling all night. And
yeah, it's really
just
cool.
It's really
it?
Cool place. And it was right on the Colorado River.
Wow.
Which was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
All right, so you have to tell the story about what happened in Quartzsite.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see Quartzsite because it's like the Mecca for RVers.
Yeah, they have a show. They've got the gem and mineral show, the RV show. They've got so much there.
Right. That it was just a lot going on, and I thought, I want to see Quartzsite.
Mm-hmm.
I came all this way. So I got to Quartzsite late, and all that stuff was over, although there were a lot of the vendors that lined the streets.
Right.
You know, the town is pretty much an RV town. I guess it dies during the summer.
Yeah.
I was really enjoying all the quartz. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was, mm-hmm, just everywhere you look, there was that beautiful quartz. And I was making fire pits lined with quartz.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know, and I had some solar candles that I left out all day, and then I would put them on the quartz at night and it would shine up the quartz. I have some really cool pictures. I have four cats, like Patty said,
mm-hmm,
and the one is an outdoor cat, my big Leo the lion.
Right.
And the other ones never go outside, and I never wanted him to be an outdoor cat because it's just dangerous. But it was hot. They were having a hot spell. It was 100 degrees for like 2 or 3 days. Very hot.
Yeah.
And when you're sleeping with a tin flat roof and 100 degrees, even though it's dry heat, it gets a little hot. So I had the big door open and just the screen door there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little moth that kept flickering around my outside light. Well, my littlest cat, the youngest, her name is Lil Bit, she jumped on the screen.
Of course.
Of course. Trying to get that little moth.
Oh, God.
It popped open.
Uh-huh.
And she took off out into the desert.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting in the chair outside. I didn't have my glasses on, and we had referred earlier, I'm blind as a bat. And I didn't have shoes on, and I didn't have a flashlight. It took literally 2 minutes to run in the house, get my shoes on, grab the flashlight and my glasses. I came back out, and she was gone.
Oh,
man.
So I waited a little bit. This was probably around midnight. It was Holy Saturday, the night before Easter Sunday.
Right.
And I was supposed to leave. My pass expires for BLM land on April 15th. Although I was told they're not too picky about it. But, and most of the reason is it gets so, so hot in Arizona. You want to get out of there by around April 15th.
Right.
So I walked around and I was, you know, flashing flashlights and calling her name. And then I put a little bit of her litter box outside, and I hung one of my t-shirts that the cats sleep on, and food, but the food was never touched.
Wow.
And my other guy, Leo, he lives in a harem with, mm-hmm, the other cats. They all lick him, attend him, as he well deserves, and he knows
my
it.
God. Should have been a cat.
Right? You should have when you come back, right? Come back as a lazy old cat. A tomcat, though. It went on for days and days and days, and I just was, I thought a coyote got her. So at that point, it was no longer a search and rescue. It was a search and recover.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking for bones or,
aww,
fur or something that showed coyote involvement, and it was heartbreaking. And I was sitting outside talking to one of my friends, and I'm blubbing, blah, 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 blah. And I got a phone call, and I didn't know who it was, and, you know, spam anymore, so I let it go. I was still talking to my friend, and I hung up, and I listened to it, and it said, "Hi, this is," I forget her name, "from the San Bernardino Humane Society." And I was listening. She goes, "We have a cat here registered to Jennifer but it says you're in Ohio.
Whoa.
Could you give us a call back? And I'm like, San Bernardino, that's California, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in Quartzsite, Arizona, which was about 400 miles away, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I called her back. I was so excited. And I was like, are you sure it's her? And I described her. She had a chip. Of course, they're sure it's her.
Yeah. Right.
But I was so excited.
Right. Well, you must have thought, what? How
yeah,
did she
how?
Get there?
How?
What's going and on?
And I really didn't only find out. I got a few details when I got there.
Uh-huh.
And it's another funny story, really. But anyway, I switched my plans. I had been planning on coming home to Ohio. But I switched my plans to go to San Bernardino. And as I was driving there, I had had a cracked windshield.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Sunny Bono in Palm Springs Highway.
Right.
And the winds again, which I'm not used to. And it separated the windshield from the frame.
Oh my goodness.
And it was flapping. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die over a cat. I'm going to die.
Oh, no.
I'm going to die in California, in Palm Springs, California, with no money and no windshield. So I pulled off the road and I, you know, did what is everybody's best friend, duct tape,
mm-hmm.
and duct tape that sucker. But I got to a gas station and he said, don't drive this on the freeway. I'm like, I have to get my cat. I have to get to San Bernardino. So I pulled up a way to get there that involved back roads. What I did not know was the back roads took me way up a mountain San Bernardino National Forest or something. With there was snow everywhere.
Oh, Jen.
It was terrifying. Oh. If I have gray hair, it's because of San Bernardino, California, and that cat.
Wow.
Oh yeah. It was a nightmare. I stood on the brakes all the way down because there it was just like a mountain coming down. It was spinning around in circles. There were no
turnoffs?
No turnoffs. Oh, yeah. There was no way to back in and back up. Ugh. There was no... And, you know, it's a little involved backing up an RV, trying to get off a thin road.
Especially by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And it was craziness. There, I kept seeing over the mountain edge, and they didn't really have any guardrails, speak of. And I'm like, I'm going to die on this mountain.
Oh, God.
So I stood on the brakes, and, of course, being a newbie, I didn't understand about downshifting and doing this and that. So I burned my brakes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, but I was lucky. Everything just was serendipity, you know. I found the right place by parking in a Walmart overnight, and I got rousted, and they said they have, because they have such a homeless problem in California, they won't let you park overnight, even an RV.
Wow.
So she told me there's this great place, and she told me the name of them and where to go, and it was right around the corner, because at that point the brakes, it made a terrible noise and smelled like it was burning. You couldn't drive. I mean, I did a number.
Yeah.
Newbie, beginner bad luck, newbie trick.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I got there to San Bernardino, and I got my little bit, and she was terrified. She's a very loner, and she doesn't like a lot of people. She just doesn't want to be touched. She acts really nervous, and she'd have never survived in a cage. And she's so unfriendly to anybody but me and the other animals. She'd have never been adopted, so.
She must have been so glad to see you.
Oh, she was. She freaked out. She's actually lets me pet her now and hold her. She never did that. So she's a changed cat.
Aww.
But if I do say anything, if you travel on the road with pets, get them chipped.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd have never got her back if she hadn't been chipped.
So somebody obviously found her and dropped her off.
Yeah, here what happened, and I found out I've actually become friends with the woman who found her. She's an RVer. She's been doing it 27 years.
Wow.
Yes. And she's right now in Payson, Arizona.
Is she a solo RVer by herself?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's like in her early 70s, mid-70s.
Okay.
And she was at Quartzsite.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And she had her doors all the way open.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, a little bit got confused or scared and ran up into her RV and went under her dashboard.
Oh.
Now, she had two Australian Shepherds, but she's used to dogs because I have dogs. So the woman left on Easter Sunday to head back to Loma Linda, California, where her home base is. And I guess on that freeway near San Bernardino, my little bit stuck her head out and scared the heck out of her.
Oh, my God. While she's driving.
Yeah, she's driving on the freeway, stuck her head out and came out. And she called, she pulled over, and she told me this just the other day, that she called. They had to get, services to trick her out because mm-hmm. she got scared, went back up under and wouldn't right. come out.
Yep.
And they said to just leave her on the side of the road. I can't believe anybody said that. And she said, I'm not doing that. She had a good friend who worked at San Bernardino Humane Society. So she took her there. Thank goodness. She didn't just drop her on the road.
So things have been going pretty good for you. But unfortunately, you came back here to Ohio this year. And, you know, I've been laid up with my surgery. And disaster struck you, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, good old Stuart luck. I came back here because I wanted to fix my awning and do a couple little repairs
right.
and save some money because I had planned a trip up to Massachusetts and Maine in the RV.
Yeah,
I really want to see the whales. And
you're going to love it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw your podcast on there
on
Arcadia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really looks amazing.
Well, you have to postpone that now, right?
Yeah, I had to postpone it. I'm not driving anywhere in September. I was door dashing to make some money.
Right.
And I had just picked up two orders in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, and mm-hmm. I was headed out to Akron. And some guy in a Jeep, he ran a stop sign and hit me head on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, demolished my Jeep. And my Jeep was pretty heavy and just totaled it and totaled my left ankle. And I hit either the seatbelt or the airbag, or I hit the steering wheel with my right ribs. That was the most. That was more painful than my
your crushed ankle.
Crushed ankle, yeah.
Oh wow.
Gosh.
So they did emergency surgery the next day. They had to put in pins and plates. So now I'm pretty laid up for a couple months, and I have to do physical therapy, and I can't get around, and my Jeep is totaled. So there went all my plans to save money this summer.
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, he wasn't licensed and he had no insurance.
Correct.
Oh.
I don't know how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also very, very lucky. There was a passenger in the car who was pregnant and they were not wearing seatbelts. And when the policeman came over and talked to my paramedic, said, we really have to take that guy's passenger first. She's has a head injury and we're not sure she's going to make it.
Wow.
And I was very, very worried for her, obviously, because it was such a crash and I was belted and I still was pretty banged up. So I did hear later through the grapevine that she survived and the baby survived.
Oh, that's good.
So I am very glad. But so he was young mm-hmm. and probably not paying attention or talking to her. And it was July 2nd, so it was the 4th of July weekend. It was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So they were probably just having fun.
My next question is, I hope you have good legal representation. And if there's any question, you know I can get things done in this town.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
I know. I do. I believe I have good representation.
Good.
They've been staying in contact. And
great.
I have to wait until all the physical therapy is completed.
If there's anything we can do for you, if we can pick something up at the store for you, just let us know.
Well, imagine my surprise. I had been here and I drove past a couple times and you guys were sitting on your patio.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I know him.
Okay.
Where do I know that face from? I know him. And the minute I heard your voice, I knew where you were. I was like, oh my gosh, imagine me. I get to do this with a living Cleveland and Akron legend.
Aww.
And I heard your voice, and Patty is always already.
She's
taken
amazing.
Out garbage for me.
Yep.
She's, you know, come around and brought me some food when I was at a low point.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You guys have been wonderful, sweet. She ran to the store for me. So you guys have been just great.
She's treated you better than me.
Well, that's typical, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
The wife always. But, you know, I got to tell you that that's the way RVers are, though.
They are. Yeah.
It's like a family.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people all the time, aren't you scared of being alone? I've had nobody cause anything that made me even nervous. I've had nothing but people looking out for me.
That's nice.
I found that everywhere I've gone.
Yeah.
That's
so
fantastic.
And
that's
I found it here, too, with you guys.
Yeah.
We're just like a different breed. A lot of people don't understand the lifestyle.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You. Sorry, I'm a yakker.
That's okay.
All right.
There she is, our neighbor, Jen.
It was fun sitting outside talking with Jen.
Yeah, you know what? We had a nice day,
too.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
Here in Ohio, it has been a wet summer.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't rain on us.
Yep.
Miracle.
Yes. But we had to do that because Jen, she really can't get around too good since her accident. She's wearing a boot. She can't drive. She doesn't have a car yet, but she's getting better each day.
Well, that's it for this show. We're going to be back next week with another episode. Until then, as Jen would tell you, make sure you have roadside service, make sure your pets have chips, and
make sure you travel safe.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.